Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Yes, that line forms
on the right, babe.
Not that Maggie.
Chris McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I got you for 3 hours till 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. And we continue the baseball season. The Mets get a win. Hey, they took care of the Marlins. A little bit of a lineup tweak, and there's Bader. We'll get to Bader in a second. And the New York Yankees continue to pound the solid Kansas City Royals. And that's, listen, you want to watch this team, and we talk about it, and it's just like, well, Chris, why do you keep saying these things about the Yankees? Well, because they're unstoppable. All right? Let's be honest. Watching this team, the starting pitching, which I've gone on and on about, even Cody Petit can come up and pitch well enough to win. Now, it helps when you score 6 runs in the first inning, and that's really what I take away from these 3 games. All right, we can go on and on about the different things about the Yankees, and we will. We'll go into the trade deadline and what they need, and I might even throw a wacky trade option at you before the show ends today. But clearly they need help at certain places. They're not the perfect team, but what stands out to me about this Yankee team right now, right? We talked about the urgency. We talked about the difference in the lineup, and they never play the subs, and it's... They started it at the beginning of this year. They went in with a different mentality. Aaron Judge talked about how he wanted to see the change and how they treat the beginning part of the season. As now we are in damn near halfway through the year, 70 games into the season, and they have the best record in the American League and are on pace to rival the 1998 Yankees. And no one's going to put them there yet, but that's what they are doing at the moment. What strikes me about this series and what people don't seem to want to admit, and that's what bothers me, because there's this belief out there because of the Dodger series without Juan Soto, because of the losing 3 out of 4 against the Orioles, who will be in the Bronx in just a few days, and they'll get another look at this Oriole team that's taking care of the lousy Atlanta Braves who can't score any runs. But as we look at this, the narrative of they can't beat good teams, or there are no good teams in the American League, like they're doing this. They're beating everyone. They're beating everyone. And yet it's sort of looked at as, well, we'll see what happens in the playoffs. Like everybody all of a sudden is Randy Quaid from Major League. Like it just drives me crazy, because what this team just did, like let's be honest, you come off the Dodgers series, you head into Kansas City, and Kansas City is one of the surprise teams of the season. Heading into this series, Kansas City had 12 games over 500, secure in a wild card position, and having some of the best pitching in the American League, including the two first pitchers the Yankees have seen in this series. They don't start Judge. They don't start Giancarlo Stanton in the first game, and they small ball you to death, and they bunt, and they come through with base hits, and they pitch. And now these last 2 games, they have absolutely dominated this Royals team. They've outscored the Royals 25-7 in this series, and the gauntlet that is the beginning part of this lineup. And here's for all of you people, I wanted to throw this out too. For all of you people who think either Judge or Soto should hit fourth, I know this is an old conversation, but it makes me laugh. Because as I watch the first inning, You need your power hitter at fourth. The best hitter on the team needs to hit third. Soto should be hitting third and Judge fourth. Why do we hit guys two? Because at the top of the lineup, you want these guys to make sure they hit in the first inning. And the Yankees lead Major League Baseball in runs scored in the first inning. And you know what runs in the first inning do? Especially against the Kansas City team that's an upstart team with a lot of youth and really coming off a miserable season last year, trying to establish themselves as the solid team that they've been all year long. It demoralizes them. When you come in and you face Volpe, who's a story unto himself and how he's performed, but then you've got to face Soto and Judge and the imposing Giancarlo Stanton that we're going to get into here in a minute. And you have to face that gauntlet. And then you see the rest of this roster that sure needs some help, and they're going to have to figure out a corner infield position probably at the deadline, and you want more swing and miss in the bullpen. But as you look at the depth of this roster and you see Trevino hit a three-run home run, you see what Verdugo has meant to this team. Even Gleyber Torres, who is going to get hot, I have no doubt, who hits a big-time home run in this game. It is a daunting lineup. Sure, it is not an all-star at every position, but it is a top-to-bottom, as solid as an offense as there is in Major League Baseball, and particularly getting through the top of the order right now is damn near impossible. And watching what they've done over the course of this season, and certainly off the course of this series, as they stepped in to what was going to be, all right, it's not the Dodgers, all right, it's not the Orioles, but look around the rest of the American League. And you can say the American League sucks, and you can say, oh, I don't trust the Central, and God knows, the Yankees have won every single game against, it's obnoxious. I think they're 16 or 17 and 1 against the American League Central. They've lost one game against the Central. But as you watch them just pound the Kansas City Royals, who are one of the best teams in the American League, and as you watch this starting pitching of the Kansas City Royals, this pitching of the Royals that has been part of the reason, along with Bobby Witt Jr. and the rest of this lineup, and some of the names in it, and you know, we all know Perez is one of the better hitting catchers of this generation, really, and a clutch player, obviously World Series MVP. As you watch the Yankees absolutely pound them, and their starting pitching not be able to make it through the lineup, there is nothing else to say about this Yankee team than other than it needs some fine tweaks. We can have fun about the pie in the sky things that they'll try and get and what they could need. But ultimately, right now, as long as they stay healthy, I don't think, you know, we talk about what Brian Cashman needs, and I watch Ken Rosenthal, and, you know, all of a sudden as we get about halfway through the season, the trade deadline has really become a topic here, and bolstering the team and trying to figure out, now that you have a good grip on who they are, well, who are they? They're a dominant force inside the American League. Is it a guarantee they win? Of course not. There's no such thing. But they are a dominant force, and this lineup and this rotation, and particularly this was a test for me. Like, I know a lot of Yankee fans don't want to consider it a test. It's the Kansas City Royals. Coming off a three-game series against the Dodgers where they lost two out of three. And they're just getting Soto back, and you weren't sure how, you know, he was going to respond to the arm injury. And you were facing an upstart team on the road in Kansas City during a stretch where they're going to play all these games in a row, and it starts with a day off for Judge and a day off for Stanton. And just to watch them come in and pound the Royals tells you what you need to know. Which is, despite maybe a down American League, and despite as we look across to the West where we figured we would see some of the other better teams in the American League, and we look at it and we see Seattle in first place, who really doesn't hit at all and just is relying on their pitching. We look at a Texas Ranger team that just got Seager back and is trying to find their footing, but under 500. We look at an Astros team that's devastated by injury.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And lost again last night and is struggling mightily and is six games under 500 right now. You look around the American League, sure, they need to fix first base. Sure, Rizzo's a problem. Sure, you'd like to add some more swing and miss in the bullpen. Sure, you can always improve, and it'll be up to Cashman to, as to quote Keith, stack the deck. And you want to make sure this is the team that does get you over the top. But right now, while there are flaws, they just went into Kansas City and made a statement. All right, this is we talk about statements that are made across the year. Sure, you want to say the Dodger series was a statement without Juan Soto? Be my guest. You want to say losing 3 out of 4 and that to Baltimore, and that Baltimore made a statement early on in the year? Absolutely they did. But the New York Yankees have made statements throughout this year. They made statements to start the season against the Astros, and they've made a statement here following a series loss, the first one in forever, and getting right back on the horse and getting right back to their winning ways and dominating a playoff team. Whatever you think of them, whether you've paid attention to baseball this year and just assumed the Royals are crap and they lost 100-plus games last year, whatever is in your head about the New York Yankees and about the rest of this American League, the Royals are right there as one of the more impressive starts to the season, one of the better pitching staffs, and overall one of the better teams in the American League. And the Yankees went into Kansas City and reminded them that by the fifth inning, we're going to have our broadcasters talking about barbecue because this game's over. And that's what they continue to do throughout the American League and particularly through the Central. So I don't want to hear, oh, Kansas City's not a good team. Oh, they can't hang with the elites. Who are the elites? The teams you deem elite because they beat the Yankees in a series? Nonsense.